I'm Sammy Raycraft, joined in the studio with Heather Loftus. It's time for our third installment in our series on scams.
It is, and boy, do we have a show for you this morning. We're excited to share it with you. Sheriff John Montgomery is in studio with us. Lieutenant Mike Day is in studio as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
We have a bunch of great people on the phone today as well. Sheriff, I'm going to let you make all the introductions.
Well, let me tell you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce Chappie, and I'm going to let Chappie introduce the other characters. But here, we're so excited because, number one, Trilogy Media has been here, and they have been worked with us. We've arrested several scammers. There's a lot of bank accounts seized, etc. And Baxter County is featured today on episode 4 of the national TV show Scammed Getting Even. So, Chappie Gray, please introduce your other guests.
Thank you so much. This is Chappie Gray. I work with Trilogy Media and Fuller Action, and we're so excited to be here. So, what I promised you last time I was here was to bring some more cast members on and kind of let them talk a little bit about what it was like being on the show, working with the sheriff, working with Lieutenant Mike Day and their team, and doing some stings in your town of Mountain Home. So with me, I have Bull Raxon, who's a scam baiter who works with me, and our job is to take on the role of the victim and to convince the victim to come into our sting house. And when they get there, we have on the phones the stars of the new show on Fox Nation, Scam Getting Even, Art and Ashton from Trilogy Media, and they're going to talk a little bit about the show, its impact, answer any questions that you guys have, and we're so excited to be here.
Chappie, just so we can remind everybody, they can download this streaming service, Fox Nation, and watch that episode in Baxter County right now.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So two of the episodes featured the work that we did in Arkansas. You never know when we'll be back, but this the show that hit today will also feature. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. I've not finished it, so no spoilers yet.
Well,
but you guys can download it on Fox Nation and watch 4 episodes right now.
Hey, Lieutenant Mike Day, he's in studio here with us today. You watched it this morning.
I did. I gathered my guys around the table at the police department, and we watched the full episode.
I can't hear him if he's talking.
Oh, it was incredible. We watched the entire episode, and it features the entire Baxter County Mountain Home, and it was an awesome episode in Fox, and Trilogy Media did a fantastic job.
All right, Chappie, take it away. Set up what happened in Baxter County.
All right, so in Baxter County, Cole and I got on the phone, and Ashton also got on the phone with Trilogy Media, and we became the scammer. We have a little bit of a clip. I don't know when you want to play that, Heather, but we have a clip of a scammer that no one's heard this yet. I don't even think John has got to hear it back yet. I'm not sure, but I know Art and Ashton have not heard it. Of a scammer who was coming to pick up all of Bull Raxon's character's money, $250,000, and the scammer's name was Sheriff John Montgomery. So in this clip, you'll hear him talk, and then you'll hear what happened when John Bull and I called him together. So we had the real sheriff talk to the fake sheriff, and when the folks arrived at, you know, the sting house, and to another location in Mountain Home, they were met by either Trilogy Media or Trilogy Media and your police department and sheriff's department, or just the police department, and there were quite a few arrests made. So do you want to play that clip real quickly and see a little bit of the fun that we had?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And kind of let the guys talk?
Yeah, here we go. We've got that clip for you right now.
My name is Sheriff John Montgomery from Baxter County Sheriff's Office.
Hello, is this Sheriff John Montgomery?
Yes, I'm in a meeting at the moment. Okay, I'll be free in some time. I'll give you a call back.
Okay, one second, sir. John, I have a quick question for you. Since you've, I've been talking to you for a month, and I know you tell me you're Sheriff John Montgomery, but I have a question. Who am I sitting next to right now if you're Sheriff John Montgomery? Sir?
Yes, this is Sheriff John Montgomery in Mountain Home, Arkansas. So who am I talking to?
Well,
I can't wait to see on the show what happens next.
Thank you guys are awesome.
Yeah, he was a little afraid. He was a little bit afraid when he heard the real sheriff there. So I'll let, since we've got the guys here, Bo, like I said, his role was just to be on the phone with these scammers for hours and hours. So, Bo, can you tell him a little bit what it was like from your perspective playing, you know, an elderly man and your other characters to get them here?
Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was quite the ordeal. We spent literally hours and days with this specific group, as well as others that week, if you remember. But it was a scam bait that actually started prior to the whole Arkansas bit, right? And we had to kind of morph it into our world and make this thing happen. But it was quite interesting. It was really odd when they started, impersonating the sheriff's department and different people there. It was quite the ride.
Chappie.
And they,
yeah, go ahead.
And they were spoofing. I was going to say that this is something to remind the audience, is that each time they called us, they were spoofing the sheriff's office. So if I didn't have knowledge of spoofing technology, I would be convinced I was talking to somebody from the sheriff's office. So every time they called Bull or I, the phone number was the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. And so to the eye, it looked like it. So just remember, guys, don't trust your caller ID. I can call you as anybody. I can call you as your family member, as your bank, as a police officer. You want to hang up if you don't know the person and call back the number that you know. Don't trust any number that you see on your caller ID.
Well, and Chappie, with AI, it's getting to where you can't trust the voice sometimes, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's scary. We see a lot of scams where they will actually use a family member's voice. Like, they'll go out to social media and people will put clips of themselves on sharing, and scammers will take full advantage of that, download the voice, and all of a sudden, you hear somebody in your family that was kidnapped. And last time I was on, I talked about that tip of create a password amongst your family members that only you guys know.
Yeah, and I think that's real important because, again, we have witnessed some people that's fallen for scams here, and they think it's a family member that's either been arrested or they got warrants for their arrest or didn't show up for jury duty or all those things. And so, again, if you get that call, have a password or some phrase or something. Hey, you know, what's the password? And if they don't know it, then you know it's a scam. Mm-hmm.
Just to reset everybody, if you're just tuning in, of course, we've got Sheriff John Montgomery and Lieutenant Mike Day in studio with us. And on the phone from Trilogy Media, we have Chappie Gray. The Fox Nation episode that features Baxter County is available now on the streaming service. Hopefully, we'll all be able to go watch it later today and such. But Chappie, tell us more about, you know, what it's like when you have these scammers on the phone and what people need to know most.
Right. So there's things that scammers will do that will, you know, should cause you to panic. Like, they will tell you to lie. They'll tell you when you go to your bank to withdraw your money, you have to lie to the person at the bank because the person at the bank might be involved with it. They will try to rush you to action, right, to make you make decisions based on emotion. So they use things like shock and awe. They tell you there's something horrific on your computer, something that will humiliate you in your everyday life. And if you don't remove it, instantly everybody in your family is going to know. So immediately you're making decisions based on fear. So when we're on the phone, we play along with that. Like, I mean, the characters that Bull and Ashton play are just amazing. They will play along because the goal that we also have is to keep them on the phone as long as we can, right? Because as long as they're talking to us, they can't be talking to your family members. So we keep them on the phone for hours. We collect, like the sheriff was saying, we collect bank accounts. We collect Bitcoin wallets, and we pass those on. And again, you'll get to see in the episode that drops today of Scam Getting Even exactly what happens when these mules show up, because they send money mules to the elderly folks' home to pick up cash, and that is so dangerous. And we're making them afraid to come out to Baxter County, I can tell you that.
Well, one thing I was going to say real quick to Ashton and Art. So, Ashton, it's incredible the disguise that you wear in that episode. And Art, I'll just say this. I wouldn't want to mess with you if you were chasing me.
He's a lovable teddy bear. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to mess with you or Mike if you're chasing me either. So, you know, that it's all fair.
Well, Sheriff, if I may, just first of all, thank you guys for having us on. And like, this show has been so much fun. And while it's an honor to be the face of it, for anyone that's listening, the ones that your other people hear that you're hearing talk, Sheriff Montgomery, Mike Day, Chappie Gray, Bull Raxon, these guys are the real legends. These guys are the real heroes. Chappie and Bull, I mean, even though we do spend a lot of time on the phone with scammers, I've never met anybody that spends as much time and gives as much of who they are and as much of their emotion into baiting these guys. And shout out, I can't give enough credit to Baxter County Sheriff and the whole team over in Mountain Home. This experience, like, none of this would have happened. Like, we would not be able to fight back against these scammers if it weren't for the people on this call right now. Like, it would just be me and Art, you know, two goofballs still, you know, messing around in our apartment like the early days. Like, you guys are setting a precedent that is going to last generations. There's a lot of change happening in the country as far as, you know, willingness to collaborate and fight back. The reason these scams are so successful is because no one wants to do anything about it. So, Sheriff Montgomery, just once again, thank you on behalf of Trilogy. Thank you on behalf of scam victims, Baxter County. I am so excited for the future, and especially for this episode where you guys are spotlighted, because it's well-deserved.
Ashton, I want to jump in here. This is Heather Loftus with KTLO, too. But the collaborative effort that we had with our local law enforcement and different agencies, that's what you're speaking to. That's what's unprecedented, that you're not seeing elsewhere in the country. But right here in Baxter County, you're able to get everyone a seat at the table, and everyone is willing to set egos aside and work together. Mike?
And you know, all this wouldn't have really started from the beginning if it wasn't for Miss Barbara, the very first Miss Barbara that comes through, and you'll see her on this episode of Trilogy, or on Fox Nation. You know, her being strong enough to step up and say, hey, I think I messed up, and reach out to a friend. That friend reached out to us. We reached out to the Baxter County Sheriff's Office. Next thing you know, we got Homeland Security involved, and next thing you know, Trilogy Media is involved. And it's just a trickle-down effect. And when we heard all this stuff, we said, let's put this together. Let's do this because we care about our community. And, and because we knew there was more people out there doing the same thing, we said, let's do it. And the sheriff has been phenomenal.
Well, then I'll real quickly touch on that, because what I remember in those early meetings, and this was a weeks and weeks planning to put this into place, but we had that early meeting with the prosecutor's office and Homeland Security and FBI and Trilogy Media and all this. You really didn't know who was in charge. And I say that in a good way, because nobody cared. The egos didn't get in the way. It was all working together.
100%.
And I think Art and Ashton and Chappie, I think you saw that when you all were here. And again, we all worked together, and I'm very proud of that, because it wasn't always been that way, but it has been the last few years. And law enforcement here, we do not want to put up with those people of taking advantage of our people here in Baxter County.
Yeah, I think the egos aside, what you said was dead on. But on top of that, I'm sorry, one second, is that not only is it the sheriff's office, the police department, it's your entire community. And this radio station specifically, I keep talking about the outreach that you guys continue to do to educate people about scams. So you guys, as a collective whole, not only the group that we work with, but the community, the banks, the citizens, the pastor, everybody was involved, and the work that you guys do in the radio station. So thank you so much for everybody teaming up together and putting egos aside and just working for the same goal. What were you going to say, Art?
No, Art from Trilogy is here. One more time. There is nothing else to edit, because every single beautiful person who is on this line did such an amazing job explaining things. I just want to add one thing. I really wish that every single community will be exactly like what you guys did, when the whole community was involved, from pastor to banks to DMV to sheriff office to police department, law enforcement, everybody. Right now, when the show is on air, guys, I cannot even tell you that right now, even walking the dog, go to the gym or do any activities, people any ages, any nationalities coming to me, coming to Ashton, and telling, like, hey, I saw your show, and I want to open up what happened to me or what happened to loved ones. And this is, we created this hope, we created this movement, because for so many years, for so many decades, nothing, absolutely nothing been done about this situation. We've been confronting scammers from 2020. We talked to everybody, LAPD, New York PD, Miami PD. Everybody busy. Everybody either don't have budget, don't have resources. And here we go. Look what happened in Arkansas. This is like, this is a fairy tale. We created that there is a hope right now. If something happened to you or something happened to people that you love, that it will be prosecution, that will be a justice. And I just cannot thank enough to every single person who got involved in this sting house operation.
Chappie, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets, but so how do you get these scammers on the phone? How does this work?
Right. So we get emails. So just like regular victims do, we get emails directly from scammers. Then they'll come in the form of an invoice. We also have our community, so our fans that watch us will send them in to Bull Racks and the Trilogy Media and myself. And the invoices will say, hey, this is PayPal. We just charged you $1,000. If it wasn't you, call us. So when you read that, right, your first reaction is, oh, I got charged. I'm going to call it. Right? We tell everybody, if you get a message like that, check with your bank. I guarantee you there was no charge. Do not call that number. However, feel free to send it to us because we will call that number. And when you call that, when you call that number, that's the beginning of a scam because your human nature is to say, hey, it wasn't me. And then the next step is, well, let me connect to your computer so you can fill out a refund form and I'll get you your money back. But if you were to slow down and think about it, when is the last time that a large corporation called and said, hey, I might owe you money. Would you like it? I mean, in reality, that doesn't really happen, right? If somebody owes you money, you usually have to go find them and say, hey, you charged me for this. They're not reaching out to say, hey, I might owe you money. Let me pay you back.
Just think about how hard it is to cancel some subscription that you have online.
Yes,
they don't make
exactly.
It easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing that, you know, and this is another tip for folks out there, is you've got to be real careful Googling for phone numbers, right? For example, I know that there's a victim out there that had Googled for YouTube support. Now, for folks like Bull Racks and Trilogy Media who work with YouTube, we know there is no phone number where you can call and get a human to have a conversation with you, right? So everyone doesn't know that. You go to Google, YouTube support, or even Microsoft support, and scammers buy ad space in Google. So the first 10 numbers that pull up are going to be scammers. And you'll call, for example, that YouTube number and say, hey, I need support. I ordered some movie. You charged me for a movie. Can you help me? And you're going to hear a person on the other end say, sure, I can help you. What's your credit card that you did it with? What's your name? And all of a sudden, your credit card's being charged for more things because you think that you called YouTube because you Googled the number. So you've got to be very careful Googling for phone numbers because, like I said, scammers will buy that ad space. And then we've won, I don't know, Bull, how many times have you won the publisher's query code?
You're talking about yesterday, or?
Yes. I mean, he gets phone calls every day because he's got, you know, phones that are set up to his elderly character, and every day he wins the lottery. And, you know, Trilogy just dropped a video last week, nothing to do with the Fox stuff, but it's literally talking about one of these crazy lottery scammers where they told Bull he won millions of dollars, he just has to pay them $25,000 and his grandfather's Mickey Mantle baseball card to collect his winnings. That seems normal, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things, because so many of these will ask you to go get a gift card, go to Walgreens or one of those places and buy a gift card and give them the number off the back. To me, that would be nobody is going to ask you to do that.
Nope.
Scammers.
Yeah, scammers.
Scammers will.
Yep.
And I've known of instances where, you know, someone is playing like solitaire or different card games on their computer, and you click a wrong ad and someone will take over your computer. And the only way they will release it is for you to go buy these gift cards and put the number in and all that right. kind of stuff. So it's not just responding to an email.
Right. So those are what we call like pop-up scams, right? And what that is, it's just like it's a hidden trick that's on, it's like an ad that's hidden on certain pages. What happens is suddenly your mouse doesn't work. Sometimes it's a loud noise coming out again, the shock and awe. And then you see a message that, you know, pretty much the world is coming to an end if you don't call this phone number. We're going to have access to your data. We're losing all your photos. Tick, tick, tick. If you don't call this Microsoft number in 3 seconds, you're in trouble. Instant fear. Instant, you have to call that number. Here's the trick. Here's what you do if you ever see that pop up. Hold your power button down on your computer, on your phone. Power it down. Wait 10 seconds. Power it back up. You're back in business. All that is a scam. They don't have access to your computer yet. But once you call them and they convince you that they're fixing it, they take access at that point. But it seems like they have access because everything's frozen when you click on that hidden site, when you click on that trick that they have hidden.
And Heather,
but
you
all
said,
you have to do is power down, power up.
And Heather, you were mentioning like playing solitaire online and stuff too. They also, scammers do the slow play. What I mean, the slow play is on those sites, you can text or you can chat with somebody. They start up a conversation and they think they're up against another elderly person when they're actually a scammer. And they just bait them and bait them and bait them. Next thing you know it, they're asking for money. And they think... You know, a long time, sometimes these things can go on for 6 months, a year, and then they start getting big money again on them. And they think, yeah. Oh, I love them, you know? So there's a lot of different types of scams, but I'm finding out I'm getting a lot of complaints about these romance scams here lately.
Well, and Sheriff Montgomery's been telling us about the very first episode of this series.
And I will tell you, I'm so impressed, Art and Ashton, on episode one, where you've got the romance scam. I think it was from a lady from Tennessee. And I will tell you, there's actually a friend of mine, an elderly friend of mine, that fell for a scam, and I am going to bring him into the sheriff's office and actually make him watch that, because it would have been him. So if y'all tell us a little bit about how the romance scam, you know, how that works and what you're finding as some of the victims.
Yeah, the romance scam is probably the most vicious one that we come across. Just like you said, Sheriff, it's the long con. They're not in it for the quick buck like you'll see a lot of times with these tech support ones or those panic pop-ups. You know, these people will spend, like you said, months, sometimes years curating a quote-unquote relationship with a victim. And almost every time we see it happen where it's successful to the victim, like it's a successful scam, it's usually some kind of coincidental timing. You know, the victim may have recently lost somebody, or, you know, they're extra lonely, or they're having a difficult time or a transition in life. We see that often, very, very often, and the scammers spot that immediately. You know, they're in it for quantity, not quality. So if they're putting out, you know, thousands and thousands of solicitations or random DMs, and even if 1% of those people engage, those are still potential people that might be taken. And yeah, it's the psychological manipulation, the desire for companionship. We've seen it time and time again with romance scams. They're not just taking money. They're literally robbing you of your time, of your emotion. We've seen families fall apart over this. We've seen grandkids be withheld from grandparents because of this kind of stuff. That's why I think it's the most vicious, because it literally can destroy lives. And time and time again, we've seen it. Even the victim is in some way addicted to the relationship, even if they know, even if we show them proof on paper that they're not talking to some surgeon general out of, you know, Eastern Europe, they're talking to someone out of Nigeria running a romance scam, they're still in it. Their hooks are so strong. It's heartbreaking. But yeah, those are some of the hardest ones to deal with.
Yeah, I know the victim I'm talking about actually was pointed out to him that it was a scam, and it didn't stop. In fact, the comment back to me was, "I want it to be real."
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
It's a very
it's one of those things that, again, like Ashton said, when something happens to you and you're already getting to the age, right, you're losing your partner at age 70, 80, and you, like, in our episode, and she lost her partner, she's almost 80, and she fell in love with this guy who is actually the pictures, the person is from Brazil, but scammers from Nigeria, he stole those pictures, create this fake image of this matcha, happy man. But the guy was out of Nigeria, and we flew to Nigeria to episode one to find this guy. So it's one of those things that a lot of victims wanted to believe. They wanted to talk to somebody. When you're lonely, you're looking for a partner. And being in Africa, I've been in four different countries in Africa, and African people are very warm. Even if they don't need anything from you, they're going to make you feel good. They're happy. The food, the culture, the traditions, and imagine that you're going to sprinkle on the romance scam. Oh, my God, every single woman going to fall in love with this personality.
Yeah, and it's tough because when working with the victims, because, again, like John was saying, like the sheriff was saying, that the person was actually in love with somebody that wasn't there. So even though we've pointed out this is a scam, this is not real, those are still real emotions that they have. And like you said, he wants it to be real. And you know, I mean, when I spoke to the victim, the comments were, you know, Chappie, I'm in love with this person. And I'm not questioning your love, but you're loving something that's not there, that's not real. And there is something real out there for you. So instead of wasting your time, and like we broke down everything on that particular scammer. Right, they made up this person. There was nobody born on the day that they gave. Everything about it was fake. The pictures were AI. We proved what it was, but still, it's those lingering emotions, and we've got to worry now about the follow-up and the kind of like the refund scam. If you were scammed on the refund, and then all of a sudden you've got a recovery scammer coming in saying, "Hey, I know you're scammed. I can help you." Well, with the romance scam, you now have either one of that person's friends going to reach out, or the same person with a different profile. And now they're going to reach out and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, you got scammed online by romance. That happened to me too." Now you're being romance scammed again by somebody who's pretending they're in the same boat. And they know that about you because they were either part of your original scam or their buddy was. So you've got to watch out for that, because they'll hit the same victim twice.
Again, I want to remind everyone, you can check out these episodes on the streaming platform Fox Nation. You can sign up. Law enforcement and veterans.
First responders and veterans get a year free. You can sign up and get 7 days free. And I think it's like $5.99 a month or something. But I'm telling you, it's the episodes are incredible. And I encourage you.
It sounds like you're not going to be able to stop watching them.
I'm telling you.
We need a good cold weekend to where we just lock in.
Yeah.
Binge watch it. I mean, even the episode last week, which was a very difficult one, that was an investment scam, and it's very tough because, again, we talked a little about this last time I was on with the investment scam. People are making everyday life decisions based on something that's fake. So they believe they've been investing into this fake website that looks real. And it looks like you are making a significant amount of money. So you continue to invest, and they will engage with you every day. And unfortunately, with this particular group, they did a pretty good job. Like, if they had put this much time and effort into a real job, I think they would be flourishing. But instead, they put it into a scamming organization where financially they're flourishing, but morally they are not, and they are destroying lives.
Well, and also, Chappie, I was going to say, on that episode last week, not only did they scam the one guy, but because they convinced him of how much money he was making, he brought in some friends that got scammed as well.
Right, right. This is such a...
I think we dropped both. Do we still have Ash on too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Bo's line got dropped.
Okay.
No, the whole line's here. Yeah, speaking of that episode, what happened to Dan and Alona. Dan, he's out of Canada, and his daughter, Alona, reached out to us. You know when you read email and you can feel the scream. You can feel that person is screaming out of her lungs, asking for help. And that was exactly what happened to Dan. Not only he invested $500,000, not only he was convinced, and I'm glad he didn't do it because scammers said, like, you're making so much money right now on investment scam. Sell your business, sell your house, refinance your house. He, such a big teddy bear who loves people around him, his family, his friends, he brought this quote-unquote opportunity to his childhood friend and said, like, boys, we at 60, 65, time to retire. I found this great opportunity. You can spend a lot of time with your grandkids, with your kids. Let's do it. And other four or five friends invested money in this scam, and now five people losing their houses. So it's devastating what's happening nationwide with all these scams. And we've been talking about that, you know, when you're playing either you video games or you're booking something or you get pop-up, you're misspelling Delta with one word, and it's going to lead you to a trap. So nowadays that we do everything online, especially with Amazon, you have to watch out. You have to be, you don't trust anything that come unsolicited to your email or your phone calls.
I hate right. it. We have lost Bull on the line, so I apologize to our listeners for that. And sorry, Chappie, about that one as well. But again, the episode featuring Baxter County is available now on the Fox Nation streaming app. I don't want to give the show away, but when Sheriff John Montgomery got on the line and said, no, this is the real Sheriff John Montgomery, Sheriff, can you tell us what happened from there?
I think Chappie, he hung up very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Bull and I were saying, I don't think we've heard a hang up that quick from a scammer in a long time.
Well, and that brings up one thing, Chappie. I want you to, so during that 3-day operation that y'all were here, on day that Friday, kind of the end of the day, when you were calling these scammers, what was happening towards the end of that last day when you were telling them where they could come pick up the money?
Right. So by the end of that, of our exercise there, all I was doing, by the time I dropped the, zip code I was in, people were starting to hang up on us.
And that's good.
So in other words, mules were saying, absolutely not, I'm not going there. And we even had mules that went out and panicked and left. And one of the comments was, this town is not safe. It is not safe to pick up money. I don't tend to agree with scammers, but those particular 3 days, I have to say the town was not safe if you were a scammer.
And that's like, the I message mean, we want to get out.
Brilliant work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Mike Day, you're still there. Look at what happened the following month.
Yes.
After we left there, right?
Right,
We walked them into another trap, and Mike's team was waiting there to arrest them when they showed up.
Yep, they walked into another trap, and we arrested two or more individuals coming to pick up suspected money. And then we tried to do it again, and like you said, at the same place type thing, and they said, no, we're not coming there.
Yep.
And
they started it. I think they got two en route, and both of the mules backed out.
Yeah, and we, you know, we set it all up, and we had this whole thing, you know, guys in place, and we were going to do this, and, you know, it took us, you know, a couple hours of downtime, but you know what? It was 2 hours well wasted when they didn't show up because they were afraid.
And how often?
Right.
And that's what we want to make. We want to get that message out. It's not safe to do that type of scamming in Baxter County.
How often do you get calls at police department or the sheriff's office?
At least several times a week, I'll say that.
Yes, same here.
Several times a week.
And these are only the people that we know of.
Right. Correct.
I think, Mike, you'll agree, we know there's victims out there that are too ashamed or they're embarrassed or maybe don't even know that have been scammed and they don't come forward.
And that's the biggest problem is folks get embarrassed about this because they think that people are going to look at them as stupid. And that is not the case. That is not the case. Some of the most intelligent people have fallen for these, and it's just because they are so good at what they do. That's why you got the folks like Trilogy Media who are even better than they are.
Chappie, is there a dollar figure? Is there a financial impact on what scammers across the country are scamming out of people that we know of?
Oh, I think we're billions. We might even be trillions at this point. You know, when you wrap up all the scams out of the United States, it's absurd, and the other countries too. I can get you some real numbers and send you them, but yeah, we are close to trillions. It is absurd.
Yeah, because you think about just Baxter County Mountain Home, our zip code, in this 1 to 2 months period that we worked, we have arrested, what,
eight?
Eight, and that's just in Mountain Home, Baxter County area. Eight. Thousands and thousands of dollars, and we're this tiny in the United States.
And that number is only reported numbers, right?
Right.
So like
right.
we just said, there's 50% or more that's not being reported.
And Chappie, I think you told me that you had estimated that one of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin scams you were estimating. Did you tell me $1 million a month?
$1 million a month
is what
so
they.
So that you saw the one the episode that dropped last week. That organization is pulling about $1 million a month in scams.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty significant.
Well, I want to say real quick, because I know we're running out of time, but Art, Ashton, Bullseye.
Sorry, Bull.
I hope you're still listening, but and Chappie, I can't thank you enough, and I know Mike agree. You all have done such a tremendous job in helping us here. And frankly, I think we ought to do it again.
We're down.
Again, the episode. Go ahead, sir.
No, I just want to say thank you so much, Sheriff. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, the whole organization. You guys absolutely show everybody how job is supposed to be done. And when you said about egos, nobody in our lives as a scam baiters, as independent journalists, treated us with the equal respect. We didn't get any, like, hey, you YouTubers, or you just scam baiter, and we police, and we these big departments. No. Everybody were on the same level, everybody trusting each other, respecting each other, and do whatever it takes to protect the community. And that's how it's supposed to be done from now on everywhere nationwide.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Well, and I'm going to put out a shout-out. So it's Fox. It's the show is called Scammed, Getting Even. It's a streaming service. So what I encourage you to do is go to fox.com, sign up for that, and then click on Fox Nation. You'll find the streaming service, Scammed, Getting Even. Of course, today is episode 4, and I believe there's 6 in this particular series, but today's episode 4. You can watch all of them. It, again, episode 1, you need to watch them all. They're all different, but at the same time, they're so powerful, and I will bet you if you watch this, you will have seen that a friend, a relative, whatever, that's going to remind you of that type of scam.
It's all about educating the public, and that's exactly what we are all for, is educating the public, because we have as I think I heard somewhere say, a 70-70 type community, you know? So
right.
Sheriff Montgomery, Mike Day, Lieutenant Mike Day, thank you both very much. Chappie, I'm going to let you have the final word.
Okay, so I want to say thank you to you guys again for the outreach. I give you a tip every time I come on, so my tip of the day is if a scammer tells you to lie to your family, to lie to the bank, to lie to the store, tell any type of story, make that a red flag. They're telling you to lie for a reason. Talk to people. Talk to your family, talk to your friends. If you're doing something that feels uncomfortable or it feels like it might be a scam, talk to people. Thank you, Ashton, Art, and Bull Raxton, for coming on and for being such amazing partners to work with. I look forward to doing more with you. Don't forget Fox Nation, Scam Getting Even. Thank you to KTLO for again welcoming us back.
And if you missed any of our episode today, we'll have it posted on KTLO.com here shortly. You've been listening to a special scamming edition on KTLO.